The dangers of comparing yourself to others. Insecurity and fear are the main reasons that we compare ourselves to others. This can lead to a lot of problems in our life, which we will explain in detail in the next video. What are we afraid of? Well, most people believe that if other people really knew who we were, then they wouldn't like us, let alone love us. The insecurity part is our failure to see the true value that we have to offer. We can either undervalue ourselves or overvalue ourselves. If you think that you have very little value as a person, then craving the approval of others is very likely. In a situation where you think you are more valuable than you really are, then you can often use others to validate this. We focus on the wrong things. When we reach adulthood, we are far more likely to become aware of our own shortcomings and thoughts about ourselves. Once this happens, they become a major focus for us. All around us are social pressures to grow hair if we are balding, get six-pack abs if we are looking flabby, and make our teeth whiter, for example. Being bombarded with these messages each day often brings a lot of pain to people and really doesn't do much to make a positive change in our lives. Our self-esteem takes a nosedive when we are confronted with these things, so we just feel like giving up and staying the way we are. People tend to live with a number of different paradoxes. The fact is that we are good enough, but we can always get better. There are actually advantages to comparing yourself to others if you do it right, and we will cover this in a later video. You have to consider this question when you compare yourself to others. Is your comparison with others based on insecurity and fear, or is it because you want to improve yourself? Let's take a look at each of these in turn. Comparing yourself to others based on insecurity and fear. So many people do this, but it is not a place that you want to be. This is likely to do you a lot more harm than good. A few years ago, you might have heard this called coveting what others have. How do you feel about the following scenarios? Someone that you work with and know very well gets promoted before you do. Do you feel angry about this? Your neighbor has a better car than you. Does this make you feel jealous? An old friend has developed a specific talent which has enabled them to set up their own business and make a lot of money. Do you feel resentful about this? If you feel very strongly that you deserve more out of life than you are currently getting, then this can drive fear within you that you are just not good enough. Why should a person that joined your team after you did get promoted before you? Why should an old friend that you went to school with who was no brighter than you now be making much more money than you? When you have strong feelings like this, then it is very easy to become bitter and feel discontented. This can easily lead you into a pity spiral, where you start to feel sorry for yourself often and lose your passion for life. Another danger of being bitter is that you can start to think bad things about the person who seemingly has more than you do. You know them very well, and they just don't deserve to be making more money or having a nicer car than you. If bitterness really gets a hold in your life, then your anger levels will rise significantly. You can start thinking evil thoughts like wishing harm on another person that has more money than you, or hoping that someone steals your neighbor's car, for example. Living a life centered around insecurity and fear leads to hopelessness and very little joy. You will become obsessed with the fact that you are simply not good enough, so what is the point of it all? There are examples of this insecurity and fear all around us. You probably know someone who is divorced that totally despises the fact that their ex is now happy with a new person. Instead of focusing on finding the right person to make them happy, they cling on to the past and live in resentment. People that live this way often feel that they will never be good enough and end up just surviving rather than growing and leading a fulfilling life. If you do not escape this kind of bitterness, then you will never truly be happy. Comparing yourself to others based on the desire to improve. Sometimes you just watch someone else performing and just find it completely awe-inspiring. This happens a lot in sports, where a budding young sports star who has to work tirelessly to improve their performance watches an experienced pro who just seems to make it all look effortless. You can use this kind of inspiration to motivate yourself. Seeing a sports star do the things that you want to do effortlessly is usually down to years of experience, but it can really spur you on to work harder and achieve the skill set that this person has. If they can do it, you can do it too. Of course, there is another side to this coin, and that is becoming resentful and bitter towards the sports star or whoever you are in awe of. You need to learn to use a comparison positively rather than negatively. Don't fall into bitterness and resentment. Go for inspiration instead. You let others drive your behavior. Another downside of comparing yourself to others for the wrong reasons is that you put your life in their hands. You need to be on par with them or better to feel happy and contented. This is a very undesirable situation. Here is a reality check for you. There are always going to be people that are better at some things than you. And on the flip side of the coin, you are going to be better than them at other things. In a later video, we will show you how you can focus on the most important person in the world, you. We will show you how to concentrate all of your thoughts on loving yourself more, raising your self-esteem and boosting your self-confidence. In the next video, we will look at how you can choose to make healthy comparisons with others that will help you.